This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday called on the state legislature to pass bills aimed at preventing election officials from relaxing election rules and processes without authorization. The Lone Star State Governor stressed that without measures to tighten election integrity laws across the state, election officials could jeopardize the election process by presenting opportunities for people to commit voter fraud. Up to 3,000 unaccompanied children who entered the United States illegally are set up to be sheltered temporarily at a convention center in downtown Dallas, Texas, this week. The Biden administration continues to struggle with the influx of unaccompanied minors arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccinations were halted in France, Italy, Spain, and Germany due to precautions, officials said Monday, as Italian officials seized thousands of doses of the medicine in a northern province after a man died. We are USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
As the recall to get rid of California Governor Gavin Newsom appears it will make the ballot this year, Newsom's handling of COVID restrictions and his personal hypocrisy as photos of the French Laundry restaurant went viral after Newsom locked the state down. Newsom on Monday said the Republican National Convention and certain white supremacist groups were behind the state's recall effort, and the principal sponsor of the recall effort wants to put microchips in immigrant aliens. Famed NFL quarterback Drew Brees is retiring. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
New Orleans Saints quarterback Drew Brees is officially retiring from the NFL after a 20-long season career. Brees' kids making the announcement on Sunday on social media. Brees joining NBC's Today Show to talk more about his decision.
I'm 42 years old. I've had a chance to play this game for 20 years in the NFL. And I think for the last few years, you know, I felt like this moment was coming. And it just made me so laser-focused on staying in the moment.
USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tom Brady's go-to guy, Rob Gronkowski, told TMZ Sports it's happening, and now it's official. The superstar tight end has re-signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in a deal worth $10 million for the 1 year.
Had a great time, won it all. Even if we didn't win it all, I'll tell you this. I was coming back to play football again this year because I had a blast last year, and I love the game. I just started my training again. Actually, 4 days ago, I just started training, and I took off 3 weeks. Let me tell you, I was a little bit sore first day of training, but it bounced back like that, and I'm feeling good. I mean, I just got a massage this morning because I worked out 4 days in a row, just bounced right back, ready to train again, and I'm super excited already for the season next year, and I will be back, man.
31-year-old Gronk says he wasn't handing in his retirement papers just yet and says he was ready to run it back with Tom Brady and company and try to repeat as Super Bowl champions for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Boston Marathon updates. Dan Naraki reports.
The Boston Marathon says it will have room for 20,000 entrants when the pandemic-delayed race takes place on October 11th. That's down from the 30,000 runners who were registered for the 2020 edition of the race before it was canceled. The Boston Athletic Association says it trimmed the size of the field to allow for social distancing, especially at the start and finish lines. Last year was the first time in the race's 123-year history that it was canceled. having been first run in 1897.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, we do it not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And when it's hard, we really need to not lean on our own understanding, but on a mighty strength that is greater than our own. And our next guest, Pastor Randy Frazee, joins us, and we're going to be talking about Mighty Strength, his brand new book, Walk Daily in the Same Power That Raised Jesus from the Dead. You know, and here we are, couldn't have come at a better time, just right before Easter Sunday, the day that, all of the demon world thought would never happen. They kind of had an idea, maybe hoped that it wouldn't happen, because if it didn't happen, then God was a liar. And they could prove that they were in charge and not God. And this has been the devil's mission ever since the Garden of Eden, questioning whether or not God did say and whether or not God could be trustworthy. Randy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I love the book, His Mighty Strength, and especially as we're coming to Easter Sunday, an incredible day. It is the day that... our faith hinges upon, does it not?
It really does. In church world, we call this Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. You know, this is everything centers around it, and just so desiring for people to understand the significance of the resurrection, not only to our salvation, but for our life today.
Exactly. Yeah, because here it is. The apostle says the same strength, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is alive in us if we can tap into that. And first of all, you know, trust God for his word that mighty strength is in us, right?
Yeah, this is one of the biggest implications that maybe a lot of your listeners have maybe overlooked or maybe just glanced by it. But this is what really struck me in Ephesians chapter 1, that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in us. And it caused me, after reading it many times as a pastor, saying, wait a minute, I'm not going to pass over this anymore. What is this all about? That's unbelievable power to overcome the things that in my life that are holding me down, that the enemy wants to see hold me down. And then also this idea that, well, why didn't Jesus raise himself from the dead if he's God, of which he is? Mm-hmm. So we find out that this is other power source that Jesus utilized all throughout his ministry on earth, including his resurrection, that is available to us.
Yeah, and the thing that and that has always stayed with me, Randy, I don't know about you, but Jesus said that the very things that we saw him do, that we would even do greater things because he's at the right hand of the Father. And I'll tell you, that personally challenges me. And it's not so much that, you know, I want to be some miracle worker or anything like that. I just want to co-labor with Jesus and do what he's done, right?
Yeah, Bill, a great point. You know, we certainly don't want to think that we could be greater than Jesus, but yet Jesus himself said, collectively as the body of Christ that believers are going to be able to do greater things. And he said, as I go back to the Father, I'm going to send another, you know, to come alongside of you that empowered me to do miracles and healings and even raise me from the dead. And that same power is going to be available to you. So, wow, for a believer, why would we not want to figure out how to tap into that? Not exactly. For our own. Yeah, why would we not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that power is the Holy Spirit, that same Spirit that hovered in Genesis 1 that always stops me, Randy, when I read that, about how the Spirit of God hovered over the chaos. I mean, here we are in a chaotic world today in the 21st century America that we're in with a pandemic. Up is down, down is out. The things that Isaiah said would happen, woe on that day when good is called evil, evil is called good. I mean, we're right smack dab in the middle of it. If you think not, all you had to do was turn on the TV, even by accident the other night, and take a look at the Grammys, and you saw the disgusting display of our culture on full-blown display without any kind of shame whatsoever. And, you know, here we are. I mean, this is the world in which we live in right now. And I thank God that he's faithful to his calling and to his love for his creation. He is hovering over the chaos.
He really is. What a great way to put it, and to take us back to Genesis and realize that same power is available to us. And what better time is there? You know, Bill, the research out is that depression and anxiety have never been at a higher level than they have been since the Great Recession of 2008. Mm-hmm. And we don't even know what we can even say anymore without being canceled and all those kinds of things. Believers today need access to a power greater than themselves. And Jesus is telling us it's been sitting there all along, and we need exactly. to learn to tap into it.
Well, it's much the same way, if you remember, when Abram took his son to Mount Moriah as a sacrifice, right? He goes up there, and you've got to understand, I mean, having a father's heart, that what kind of stress he was dealing with in saying, okay, God, I want to trust you. I know I can trust you. You asked me to sacrifice my son that I've waited all my life for, and I know that you're going to provide the sacrifice. I can't see it, but I know that you are. But it wasn't until that moment when the angel came to open up his eyes, and there it is. And I bet that ram was in that thicket all along, but he just couldn't see it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you bring out a great point in terms of us tapping into this power is that in the Christian life, obedience always precedes blessing. And we're being invited to enter into that state of obedience like Abraham did. You know, the flint knife is coming down and then the angel interrupts him. And it's interesting in the book of Hebrews, you know, it gives us insight into the mindset of Abraham saying he was going to do this to his son, believing that God would have to raise him from the dead, which I thought was pretty interesting.
Right, exactly. And little did we know that that was the same mountain that Jesus would be crucified on so many years later, right?
Yeah, most people miss that. I think it's the 1st or 2nd Chronicles chapter 3, verse 1, that basically tells us that Moriah is in fact Jerusalem. And I think that that's super fascinating. It gives you chills, doesn't it, Bill?
It really does. What that reinforces to me, Pastor Randy, is that God is so precise and exact. I mean, it's not he's not a pal-mal kind of God that just is, you know, going from pillar to post and, you know, kind of wondering, okay, what's the latest theory that I should come up with or anything like that. I mean, everything about God is yes and amen. It is as solid as the rock that he tells us to stand on that we can count on, right?
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of people try to discount God or try to discount the Bible because they want to stay in control of their own life. But if you're just willing to look at the evidence, just this one example we're talking about right now with Abraham, there is no way a poor guy from Nazareth would have been able to orchestrate for the people in power to crucify him on the same place that Abraham was going to sacrifice his son, you know, 2,100 years earlier. There's just no way it could have been orchestrated had there not been a God who not only has orchestrated these things, but he loves us and he wants the best for us.
And Randy, you look at that and you consider history and God's intention clearly every step of the way. It just makes you wonder and just kind of have a meditative awe moment of going, and there's still more to come.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Isn't that cool?
It
just blows me away. Randy Frazee is the lead pastor at Westside Family Church in Kansas City. Yes, Toto, Kansas City we're talking about. And we got more from the pastor after this. Stay with us.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Pastor Randy Frazee is with us, the lead pastor at Westside Family Church in Kansas, a prolific author in such books as The Heart of the Story, Think, Act, Be Like Jesus, What Happens After You Die, The Connecting Church 2.0, The Christian Life Profile Assessment, Randy, this book, this is a book that you just had to write, it seems, that probably one that kept you up many nights and just discovering more and more the mighty strength that is in us, this incredible gift that in so many ways maybe lies dormant in so many people of faith today. And I think that in some part, maybe we'll wake up and realize that we're walking around with this gift, and God's going to say, hey, you know, that gift you've been carrying around with you, why don't you open it up?
Yeah, Bill, you're absolutely right. This is what struck me. You know, I've been a pastor for, 32 years, and it just was a few years ago that I stopped long enough to say, wait a minute, what is this all about? Right. And I was doing some research for a project I did called Believe, and came upon some ancient writings in the first three centuries about really understanding what Jesus gave up when he came to represent us and to sort of empathize with us. And really, not only should we listen to the teachings of Jesus, but we should watch the pattern of the way he lived, because inside of that pattern are the clues on how to tap into this power. And why would we not want to do that? It's available to us, and God's eager for us to live victorious lives.
Exactly. Otherwise, why did Jesus come? I mean, can you imagine? I mean, the triune God together, coming together and saying, okay, we need to send a Savior and to redeem this people. They are so far off the mark of the original plan and design for what God the Father had intended for his creation. And Jesus steps forward, you know, to take it all for us. And it's just like, wow, you know, we think for some reason that the Christian experience is like some sort of, you know, smorgasbord that we can just pick and choose what we want. But God, in his awesome totality, the banquet is there and it's complete, nothing lacking. And so it's like, why do you want to deprive yourself of a delicacy that God has set aside and reserved for you?
Really hitting on something big here, because one of the reasons why Christians today, and I would have included myself in that category, are not able to tap into the power is because of that smorgasbord comment you just made. We want to stay in control and pick and choose the things that we want. Well, God has a bigger and better plan that we must yield to, and when we yield to it, we discover that it is way better than the plans that we have. And not only is it better, but then when we align our life to that plan, he will empower that plan, because the power of God is reserved for the will of God. And, exactly. And God loves us enough to make that available to us.
Yeah, Pastor, how do we handle this? I mean, here we are. We got, as you mentioned earlier, depression at an increasing high. We've got young people committing suicide.
Yeah.
People are confused. I mean, the Pope makes a statement here yesterday about homosexual unions, and heads are exploding. I don't know what people were thinking, that somehow God was going to change his mind and from the mouth of the Pope that he was going to counter what God had already said, and somehow he was going to make that which was wrong right. This is where we are right now. We're in an upside down world. People are confused, and they're questioning, just like the devil. You know, did God really say? Did God really mean? And what those of us who have pursued God and continue to pursue God, we know that God was intentional. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's no flexibility in terms of, human understanding. I mean, it's up to us to understand God, not the other way around.
Yeah, you're absolutely so right. I'm just really grateful to God that this book is. I had no idea that it would come out on the heels of a pandemic and so much trauma in our world. And to be honest with you, Bill, when I was in the middle of writing this book, I came upon a bit of depression in my own life that came as a result of a betrayal. And basically I found it quite ironic that I was writing a book, you know, on the same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. And I couldn't raise myself off the couch on some days.
Yes.
And I think God was, God in his gracious way was using that experience to say, I want you to not just write intellectually about these things. I want it to run through you so that you could be a witness, a testimony, to this because God has redeemed all of that for me. And I want your listeners to know that this is real power that God is making available to you to overcome all of the trauma that we are experiencing today, as you said, in this upside down world.
Yeah. You know, Randy, I can relate to what you were saying in terms of, you know, being challenged when, you know, trust is violated and betrayal takes place. It is a heartbreak. And for some of us, you know, been dealing with it longer than you think that we should, because after all, we're people of faith and we should know better. And for me, the recent breakthrough was I had to realize in looking at God's word, and a friend of mine helped me see this, and I'm going, oh my goodness. I mean, you talk about being like Abram on Mount Moriah. There's God's provision, and I've been overlooking it, you know, for so long because I misunderstood and thinking that, you know, I should trust people. And that's not the case. God's real clear. You trust him. You trust God. You don't trust people because we're fallen. We're knuckleheads. We're going to make mistakes. And I got to tell you, Randy, that was such a breakthrough for me here recently to appreciate, to say, yes, my trust is in God and in God alone. And when that happened, it liberated me. It freed me from this hurt and pain and anguish that I've been carrying around with me for decades, believe it or not. I mean, it was it just been something that constantly tormented me. The devil was just having fun with me and knocking me off balance. But I'm here to tell you that realization of putting my trust in God and in God alone was so liberating.
Boy, Bill, you have hit on it like in a major way. You know, if the listeners would just take the life of David, for example, most modern day Christian psychologists believe that David experienced clinical depression, might even have been bipolar. And he was also a man that experienced tremendous betrayal that he did not deserve. And yet, if you read the Psalms from David, that theme of trusting in God wholeheartedly was the thing that led him to the kind of life and success that he had. And one of the reasons that we struggle with things like betrayal is because we think that we can fix it in our own strength. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem I had, Bill. I thought, you know, this betrayal, I'm going to pull myself up from my bootstraps and I'm going to fix this and not make it a big deal of it. And you know what? Until I gave up control to right. God, like Jesus did when he emptied himself and came and wrapped himself in flesh, that I was going to continue to struggle.
Well, his mighty strength is there for us to tap into. We're reminded to let go of the things of the world, to reach forward, to reach upward to that higher calling. And Randy, that's my prayer for our listeners, for you and people who are people of faith, that want to realize the fullness of what Jesus gave us. I mean, you know, and I think nothing worse than you can ever find yourself is in that moment in time of shoulda, coulda, woulda. And, you know, and I want to, as I want everybody, to walk in his mighty strength. Again, not for personal glory, but for the glory of God that says, you know what, this God thing works.
Yeah, you are absolutely right. You know, Paul said in Galatians that, you know, you didn't get into a relationship with God on your own. Mm-hmm. So why would you now, in a relationship with God, try to do this on your own? He has provided the Spirit. Walk in that Spirit and live the victorious life that you were destined to live.
Boy, I'll tell you, what a great message. And I'll tell you, for Easter Sunday, just around the corner, I'm telling you, this book, His Mighty Strength, will bless you richly. And my prayer would be that going forward, that the Easters that lie ahead will be an even greater awakening and a powerful experience in Christ for you and yours. Pastor Randy Frazee has been with us. The book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com, His Mighty Strength. Randy, thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you too.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Monday called on the state legislature to pass bills aimed at preventing election officials from relaxing election rules and processes without authorization. The Lone Star State Governor stressed that without measures to tighten election integrity laws across the state, election officials could jeopardize the election process by presenting opportunities for people to commit voter fraud. Up to 3,000 unaccompanied children who entered the United States illegally are set up to be sheltered temporarily at a convention center in downtown Dallas, Texas, this week. The Biden administration continues to struggle with the influx of unaccompanied minors arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccinations were halted in France, Italy, Spain, and Germany due to precautions, officials said Monday, as Italian officials seized thousands of doses of the medicine in a northern province after a man died. We are USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. And the questions abound regarding COVID. And, you know, we're told, you know, by the powers to be that we're supposed to trust the science, right? It's interesting because there's some science we're supposed to trust, other we're not supposed to. And then they wonder why people have their doubts. It's a bit confusing. For example, the president is ignoring school reopening advice from the CDC. The CDC says, open the schools up. That is their advice. But I guess you can pick and choose what kind of science you want to believe in and what you want to follow. David Soderberg is with us now. He is the Free Enterprise Project Associate. He's asking the questions we all should be asking and hoping to get answers for. Davis, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, this has been a problem from day one, is how much do you trust the science? I mean, science was the one that kind of hit the ball in this whole thing to begin with, and somehow they want to claim some sort of credibility. I mean, Dr. Fauci, you know, right off the bat, the big disturbance I have with him is that he knew what was going on. He had people there at Wuhan before this broke out. They came back and told him, this is bad news. All that money you invested, these guys are knuckleheads. There's going to be a problem here. So this happens, and he's quiet. I mean, where was he with all this information that he had from his own foot soldiers that had come back some 18 months earlier reporting that there was going to be a problem at Wuhan?
Yeah, it's absolutely ridiculous. The whole phrase trust the science that I'm sure listeners have heard from Democratic leaders, politicians, spokespersons, pundits, whatever it may be. they always refer to that their policy decisions are crafted by science, and that helps them make their decisions. However, what I say in my article is that's just a bunch of rubbish, because as you see in the case of the lack of urgency in getting schools reopened, they really don't trust the science. The only time they do trust the science is when it already aligns with their predetermined agenda of what they want to happen. So really, this whole case just proves that trust the science is just a talking point on the left to help legitimize their policy decisions. And in this case, it's really sad because the people who are suffering right now is the youth.
Yes.
And they are, it's hard for them to protect themselves because they're obviously not in a position to make decisions. The adults are abandoning them, and it could have long-term consequences in the future for the next generation of Americans.
Well, this is so riddled with politics and outcome-based solution. I mean, this is what this is all about. I mean, clearly the Democrats, and I say the Democrats, maybe those, maybe there's some Republicans on that side as well, that have a predetermined outcome here. That's what they're driving. So, you know, teachers, unions, they're all protected. They're standing by waiting for a big payday and more money because of all the fear that's been put out there. And look, if you're going to get me back in the classroom, then I better get combat pay. And you're going to have to compensate me accordingly because that's the way the union works. Meanwhile, the union has not been working, but they're still getting paid. So what's the incentive here? I mean, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, maybe we need, kind of the strategy that Ronald Reagan used with the air traffic controllers in saying, look, if you want to get back to work, then fine, you'll lose your job. We'll get somebody else. And they're, oh, no, that's not going to happen. Well, it happened. And it was a little bit of a, shortcoming in losing that kind of group of people and that many. But they got, they knew that this president was serious about people doing their jobs.
Yeah, and I really want to make clear the point of the unions, because it's really important to understand with all of this. And really, when it comes down to it, that's why the schools are not open. Mm. Now, this is how the public sector unions work, and this is why they're so dangerous. The unions take their dues, they take the money they have, and they dump it into politicians. And then what happens is they help get their desired politicians elected. And then what they do is they negotiate with those politicians once they're in a position of power. And they say, well, we helped you out. Now you have to be loyal to us and help us with our benefits, our wages, any requests they may have.
Exactly.
And then if those politicians show that they are loyal to the union, then this cycle never ends. And the unions just keep dumping money into them once they're up for reelection again.
Right.
So let me point something out, and this is really important to understand with this whole issue. In 2020, public sector unions spent $68 million that was sent directly to impact the election, and 98% of that was spent on Democrats.
Wow.
The National Education Association spent $26 million on politics, and almost every cent went to Democrats. And similarly, with the American Federation of Teachers, $17 million almost went entirely to Democrats. Now, if you look at the candidates in the 2020 election, including Donald Trump and including all of the Democrats in the primaries, you can probably guess which candidate got the most money from the teachers' unions, Joe Biden.
Right.
So now it's blatantly clear why schools aren't open. He has to show loyalty to these teachers' unions in hopes of getting reelected and staying in power.
Davis, this has been the plan for a long time. I mean, they've done this. I mean, this is already, it's baked in the cake. They've been doing this for ages. They support one party. And, of course, there's been some argument by some of the other teachers saying, look, I don't want my dues to be earmarked for a political party I'm not interested in. And I think in some cases they were able to fight that off. But still, as you say, the majority of the money is still going to a single party because this is all about outcome based. This isn't about, and this isn't about the case. This is about everything for me, nothing for thee.
Yeah, and Bill, the irony of it all is that the Democratic Party is always the ones talking about how dangerous it is to have money in politics, and they're always about campaign or corporation finance reforms and getting money from corporations out of government. But the thing is what people need to understand is some of the biggest spenders in American politics are their darlings in the teachers' union. So really, they're just contradicting themselves about having money in politics.
How do they compare with the big corporate money? Although this last time corporate money went just absolutely bananas for Biden. But in a general sense, you know, who are the bigger spenders for this one-sided cabal?
Yeah, I don't have the specific numbers about corporations versus teachers unions, but obviously you can see an enormous amount of money is coming from the teachers unions. And also, as we've seen, the corporate world move further to the left, that just means more and more money is going to be funneling towards the leftist politicians.
Exactly.
So the trend that we're headed on is very dangerous.
Well, and then here we are dealing with this pandemic, and when things aren't supposed to be political, and there's supposed to be some science and consideration to all this. I mean, it's no wonder, Davis. I mean, people have lost lost confidence in the science.
Yeah, exactly. And like I said, I think there's going to be four main consequences that come from the schools' closures, and I think we're already seeing the effects of it. Educational performance will be hindered, and the intellectual growth of the youth will be hindered. Actually, the Brookings Institute, which tends to lean left, they confirmed that math achievements in 2020 were 5 to 10 percentile points lower
Wow.
compared to the same grade students from the previous year.
Do people not, hang on just a second. I want to pause there a minute. Do people not realize what that is? I mean, 5 to 10% reduction. I mean, going the wrong, this is huge.
Huge. It's unbelievable. And like, it goes beyond just the educational performance, because kids' education isn't just about learning the math equations and reading the Berenstain Bears, you know?
Yes.
They need to socialize with their classmates. They learn so much just at the lunch table or on the playground. They need an opportunity to grow through human interaction, which is what they don't have. And then additionally, at-home learning, the opportunity to grow is different for every student, because some demographics are less advantaged than the others, and some even use schools for babysitting and meals.
Right.
So having those schools closed, it's a big deal. And then, ultimately, the most dangerous thing of all is the psychological toll that we're seeing students experience from the at-home learning. And I'd like to point out a few things, because it's really ridiculous.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to break. Let's pick it up on the other side here, because I want to give you plenty of time to do that. We're talking with Davis Soderberg. We're looking at, this idea that we're supposed to trust the science, and I'm just questioning whether or not it's trustworthy because of what we're finding out. I mean, what they say and what actually is seems to be in conflict with what we would consider to be reasonable science. It's incongruous. Well, David Soderberg is with us. He is the Free Enterprise Project Associate, and we'll have more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We're coming on 18 before the top of the hour.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117.
800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Oh, we just haven't seen it yet. It's coming, ladies and gentlemen. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, here we are, 40 days plus into the Joe Biden presidency. And the question is, why are so many schools across the country still closed? I mean, White House Press Secretary Jane Psaki, who got around it, she gets around it every once in a while, says the goal is to have 50% of the schools open by April 30th of this year, at least once a week. That seems to be a moving target as well. And Rory Cooper, a political strategist at Purple Strategies, tweeted about the contradictory nature of the statement. This is so misleading and maddening, he wrote. Two-thirds of public schools are open today at least 2 days a week. We've already met the metric they set for 3 months from today. Biden's goal, I guess for us, is to move backwards. You know, whether it's Joe Biden or his administration, Davis, this is frustrating. I mean, we can't seem to get it straight. And I guess people are just content to deal with Uncle Joe and just say, well, he's not all there, so we'll just take whatever he says, and, you know, with a grain of salt and move on, I guess, with something as serious as a pandemic.
Yeah, it's really frustrating. And like I said, the reason it's most frustrating is the people who are suffering are the vulnerable youth.
Yes.
However, because Joe has allies in the media, he's always protected, of course.
Mm-hmm.
However, like I was pointing out earlier, the effects of all of this are really going to be detrimental.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're already seeing it. As you said earlier, I mean, you know, for some of these kids that have been relying on schools for food, I mean, what is going on? They're malnutritioned right now. All the other things that come into play, psychological impact of these kids not learning, the frustration that takes place that, you know, because right now you might be able to get away with it because they're not in the classroom, but when they get in the classroom, what kind of wake-up call are these kids going to have to realize how far behind they are?
Right, right. And to touch on the psychological aspect of it, the CDC report actually found that from March to September 2020, emergency department visits for mental health in children increased 24% for ages 5 through 11 and spiked 31% among adolescents ages 12 to 17 compared to the same period the previous year. It's really probably going to be the biggest and most dangerous consequence of the whole school closures. Mm-hmm. And not to get dark, but to point out a few examples that I've found. There was a high school student who committed suicide in Chicago, and his dad equated it to his lack of school activity and isolation, which led to his struggles. Similarly, a 14-year-old boy in Maryland committed suicide as well, and his parents said that he just gave up once he heard that school was closed in the fall. An 11-year-old boy in Sacramento killed himself on a Zoom call with classmates, and a kid from Maine did the exact same thing. It's really, really bad, and people need to stand up and start thinking about the long-term consequences that we're going to see in the youth.
These numbers, I mean, as solid as they are, this is science. How do you ignore that and you say, oh, it's all about the science? Well, science is giving you information here and why there isn't some sense of urgency to deal with this. I mean, like, what do they think? That we're going to call the herd, that it's okay if a certain percentage of young kids commit suicide? That's just, it just goes along with the problem? Is that the acceptance?
Like I've said a lot since the pandemic started, is there is such a lack of cost and benefits analysis and decision-making with politicians right now. They throw all of their chips into a one-sided approach, whether it's completely close down businesses, completely close down the schools. All they're focused on is not letting people get COVID. And, of course, that is important. You want to keep people safe. And I'm not saying that it should just be a free-for-all. But there also has to be a thought of what's going to happen if we continue to do that. And what we're seeing from these four points that I've made, this is already happening.
Exactly.
They need to balance a cost and benefits analysis approach so that we can balance the effects from both sides, opening up and from just completely closing down. But sadly, our leaders have betrayed us and completely thrown their chips into just closing everything down, which is having dire consequences.
Well, they don't seem to do the complex very well. You know, it's like one size fits all. Let's do that. And we'll call it a day and said, hey, we addressed the problem. But there's some problems that demand, this nuance, this repeated maintenance on it. And when you think in terms of one size fits all, that you can go out there and talk to a certain group of people and say, see, look at all this money that we're putting into it. But you're really not moving the bar. You're really not solving true problems. You're just throwing money at it. And how's that working out for us? I mean, you know, after all the money that we're putting in, and now this recent almost $2 trillion, one-tenth of our economy going into this, it's like, you know, what is the indication, what's the forecast that we're going to do better with this $2 trillion than we've done previously?
Yeah, it's actually a good point, and I want to talk about the American Rescue Plan or the so-called COVID relief bill, which I don't even like to call it that because only 10% of it is actually going to relief. However, within that, there is $130 million set aside for elementary and secondary school relief. However, people need to realize that it's not as good as it sounds, because if you go to the Congressional Budget Office and look up how this money is going to be allocated and rolled out, 95% of that money won't be spent until 2022. Only 5% of that $130 million is going to be sent to get schools running up in the immediate future. I don't know how that makes any sense, especially with what we're seeing thus far from the schools being closed.
Well, how much money do we have earmarked for schools just kind of sitting there that hasn't been spent yet?
Right. And the American student has more money per student than in any other country in the world in the public school system. It's unbelievable.
But, Davis, I mean, what can we do about this? I mean, this is so irresponsible. I mean, we just had an election and people voted these people into office. But, you know, meanwhile, it's like, look at the American people have got to rattle some cages. You've got to call your elected officials. You've got to let them know that this is unacceptable. You've got to be aware of all this. I thought it was interesting this time around, at least, you know, one of the Republican senators made sure that the senators heard the bill. I mean, normally they wouldn't even read the bill, 600 pages.
Right.
They would just let their staff do it. But this time, as part of the record, it was like, okay, we're going to read the bill and make sure people, you know, hear what's going on. But of course, a lot of that fell on deaf ears because it was, you know, a foregone conclusion as far as they were concerned.
Right. And I think it's a good point about calling your elected official. That's always a great option. And the thing is, of course, Joe Biden can't snap his fingers and every school be open. However, his voice matters. He's the president of the United States. He's the president of the free world. He needs to have a tougher stance on getting these schools open. He needs to be working with Congress on more meaningful legislation to help that. And he needs to tell these teachers' unions, quite frankly, to just get their act together.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. I mean, however, Biden spent his whole career in the pockets of the teachers' union, so it's a tough ask, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, Bill, the evil of all of this, and especially in terms of the selfishness of the teachers' unions, like I said, they dump money into politicians, and then once those politicians are in office, they ask for benefits and higher wages and any requests they may have. The evil of all of it right now is that they are using the youth as the bargaining chip. They're using the youth as the bargaining tool. They
right.
need to open up and help our youth.
Well, and they're also, because of all the fear-mongering they've done, you know, they're protecting the teachers. And the teachers, I mean, in some sense, Davis, I don't blame the teachers across the board. This has been a setup. You know, they are scared out of their skulls about going back in the classroom for fear that they might get COVID.
Yeah. And I understand that, okay, yes, teachers, I can see where that can be a fear. I'm not going to say that that's complete nonsense. However, this goes back to my original point. They should be trusting the science if that's what they say they do.
Right.
They aren't trusting the science, even though the science says they can do it. And like I said with the CDC reports, and additionally, there's a ton of other medical officials who have said the same. I actually was looking up. The New York Times had an upshot survey. There was 175 pediatricians who were asked about the school reopening, and nearly every single one of them said that it can be done, and 86% of them said a teacher vaccination wasn't even necessary, and 72% of them said that the community in which those schools were in was not an important indicator on deciding to open. So the science is clear. The science is in alignment with school reopening, yet as we're seeing with the Democratic Party, they don't really care about the science. They care about their narrative, and they care about their agenda, and they care about their teachers' unions.
Yeah, they're going to care. They're going to care about the payoffs. They're going to care about the, you know, the blue states that need to be paid off and made whole again, taking full advantage of this, which, you know, is just absolutely disgusting what they are doing to the American people and what they're doing to the future of our country and our kids. I mean, they're writing a humongous check on their backs.
I totally agree, and it's really coming to a point where I don't know if there's a perfect solution for it, but you just have to get out, you have to let your public officials know, and you need to hold them accountable for what's happening. And honestly, Mitch McConnell had a great line when he was on the Senate floor earlier this week. He said, science is not the obstacle. Federal money and resources is not the obstacle. The obstacle is a lack of willpower.
Yes.
And that exactly sums the situation up. There is a lack of willpower on the Democratic Party to stand up to the teachers' unions to do what is right.
Well, and it's going to be up to we, the people, to encourage them to get off the dime and do something, get our kids back to school, and get on the other side of this pandemic. Otherwise, you know, how many more years are we just going to stay here and worry about all this? Davis Soderberg has been our guest. Davis, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front-row access to market information
intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper-growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The final...